Welcome to the Real Barman Podcast. This episode first aired as a video on my YouTube channel. Don't forget to visit the resource page at barpatrol.net and therealbarman.com for a ton of resources on running a better bar and restaurant. Enjoy. These are the five rules that I have used on a daily basis to grow my business to heights I never thought I'd reach. And for the first time ever, in this video, I'm going to show you how you can use these rules to 10x your life, as well as go behind the scenes to my online business to show you exactly how it worked for me. How are you doing today? Dave Allred, the Real Barman here. So we're going to do something a little different today. Okay, I'm going to open up the vault. I'm going to go behind the scenes. I'm going to show you the bones of my online business, how much I make, and why it's successful. Okay, anyone who follows me up to this point knows me as the Real Barman. I've been involved in the restaurant industry for nearly four decades now. Okay, I've been a busser, a server, a bartender, a manager, a GM, and I've helped hundreds of bar and restaurant owners run a better business. But today I want to focus on the pivot I made in 2011, 2012, and my desire to make money online. It's always been a passion of mine to do that for a living, and I'm not going to share my whole story in this video. We'll do that later. Because I want to get to the five rules, but I was in a position back in 2011, which perhaps many of you can relate to. Okay, I rarely saw my family because my wife was a school teacher and my kids were in school in the day, and then they'd get home and I'd go to work. I worked nights, so we hardly ever saw each other. We just saw each other in passing, and I was miserable. I was tired of working late nights. I was tired of the grind. I was sick of not seeing my wife and kids. And it turned out that this misery was actually the best thing that ever happened to me because it lit a fire under my ass to do the hard things I never wanted to do to get my business off the ground. All right, it put my back against the wall, as they say. So I'll go more into my story in another video. And I want you to know, most importantly, that when I talk about my business here and the success I've had, I'm in no way bragging or saying how amazing I am. Okay, I'm no different than you. Okay, but my whole purpose in starting my own business back in 2011 was, at that time, was to help bar and restaurant owners as much as I could so they could thrive and succeed. Because if I could help them get everything they wanted, then I would get what I want. Does that make sense? That's the true formula for success. Okay, it's the same thing now that I've moved into this online space. I want to help business owners, any type of business owners, and inspiring entrepreneurs succeed any way I can. And me sharing my success and the proof of my success is just a way to share my credentials. Okay, so you know that you're not listening to some fake guru or wannabe or some knucklehead, as I like to call them. Okay, like if I went into a dentist and the credentials on the wall said he went to dental clown school or whatever, I don't know, I wouldn't have too much confidence in letting that person start pulling teeth out of my mouth. Okay, and that might turn into like the movie Saw, where creepy, horrible things happen. Okay, so to make a long story endless, my online business finally gained some traction in 2018, 7 years after I started it. So I had to grind it out, right? But I finally started seeing some results. And now, through multiple streams of income, including Bar Patrol app, which is a subscription-based service for inventory management, as well as online courses and affiliate income, this is where I'm going to pull back the curtain. And I've been very hesitant about doing this for a long time now, because sharing one's income is extremely personal, but there is a purpose to it. And when you're teaching someone how to be successful, like entrepreneur, how to make money, you have to show some sort of proof that you actually know what the hell you're doing. Okay, so against my better judgment, here we go. Okay, and as you can see here, this is a sample of my income. This was yesterday's income. That's about an average day for me. And you can look down here to the month to date. You can see September 1st through the 13th. I've made a little over $37,000 month to date in those 13 days. And if you look down here and compares it to the first 13 days of last month, which is August, I actually made $49,000 in the first 13 days. August was a good month. I'm down 32% this month, so I need to get my ass in gear apparently. But in general, I currently bring in approximately $100,000 per month, sometimes a little more, sometimes less, and that continues to grow year after year. Again, I do not say any of this to brag or be like that douchebag you see on YouTube who shows everyone his 10,000 square foot house or his 5 sports cars and tells you how they can make you rich in 14 days while ladies in bikinis dance around him with bottles of champagne or whatever. It's so that moving forward, as I begin to help more people than just bar and restaurant owners and managers, to help aspiring entrepreneurs who want to be successful, I simply want you all to know that you are listening to someone who has come from the trenches, okay, who has fought in the wars to get where he is today. Okay, I'm basically a bartender turned entrepreneur, right? Because I was where many of you probably are right now. I would get notifications in the middle of the night that my bank balance had dropped below $25. And I would scramble out of bed and I would race to the ATM at 3 o'clock in the morning to deposit some of my bartending tips so we wouldn't overdraft. And I would have like cold sweat running down my back. And I was so scared because I didn't know where the money was where it was coming from. Okay, I'm talking as recent as 2017, this was happening. So I know what you think. I know the struggles you have, and I know what it takes to climb out of the hole and into the sun. And I want to help you get there. So I want you to listen to this video. I want you to watch this video. Okay, don't get distracted and start looking at your phones or open another tab on your browser and start scrolling around. All right, look at me and listen and start thinking about creating a plan to change your direction and change your life. If that's what you want. If you don't want that, this is probably not the video for you. Because you are right now, you are the reflection of the choices you've made in your life up to this point. Okay, your choices each and every day shape who you are and they shape your life. And that includes your health, that includes your relationships, your finances. They are all a reflection of the choices you make on a daily basis. So if you don't particularly like your life right now, it's time for new choices. Because you can't choose who you are as far as like physical traits go or how athletic you are, but you can choose your actions, right? We can all choose our lifestyles. All right, and I have a saying on my whiteboard that says, actions create belief. Because if I keep saying that I'm going to do something and I get motivated to do something and I keep procrastinating, I keep putting it off and I don't do it, that feels like shit. And I know you've been there. The more that happens, the less I believe in myself. But the more I perform the actions on my to-do list, the more I do what I say I'm going to do, the more I believe in myself and the more I believe that I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do. And that makes me successful. Does that make sense? Okay, so if you're out there listening to this and you want to do something different than you're doing with your life right now, if you have that itch to be an entrepreneur, tell me what it is in the comments. Tell me your story. Tell me what you like to learn, because I'm going to expand my tutorials beyond just the restaurant industry here. And I'm not abandoning you fellow restaurateurs. I'll keep putting out content for that as well. But I also want to help people like me who want to do something more with their lives than what they're currently doing. All right, if you're stuck in your job and you don't like it and you want something more, that's what moved me to do something else, light that fire into my ass, and create a life I want. Okay, well, after a rather long introduction, let's get into those 5 rules so you can start carving a new path that you can get excited about. Okay, and I want you to grab a notebook so you can start planning your life and brainstorming when good thoughts come to you. And if you don't have a notebook right now, that's fine, okay? But I would definitely get yourself one, as well as like a daily and weekly planner, and then you can chart all that stuff out. Very important, and I'll go more over that in a different video. All right, here we go. Rule number 1, create a morning routine. And I'm not sure what that looks like for you, but it should be something that is going to get your mind right, get your body right, and get your energy going for the day. Okay, energy and enthusiasm in the morning is so important. And for me, I wake up and I cold plunge first thing. Okay, and that's hard to do, but once I get in there, I feel great. Then I stretch, I go for a walk or some form of exercise. I listen to a podcast or a YouTube video that inspires me. Then I meditate for 10 or 15 minutes, and then I'm ready to start my day. And I'm refreshed, and I'm energized, and my mind is working, and I'm excited. Okay, and here's the biggest value of a morning routine beyond the obvious health benefits. It allows you to practice taking action. And the more action you take, and the more you practice it, no matter what those actions are, okay, as long as they're positive actions, it can't be like, well, I'm gonna smoke a pack of cigarettes every morning and eat 4 jelly donuts. Okay, as long as they're positive actions, The practice of doing those things increases your confidence in who you are and what you're capable of. Right? You feel proud. You feel good about yourself. Right, believe me, I've been on both sides. All right, so grab your notebook, sit down, and make a plan for your morning routine. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. All right, to start things off, it could be to get up early enough to go for a walk and listen to an inspirational podcast. Maybe you work in the day. I don't know if you work at night when you work, but get up just a half hour earlier to do that. All right, and it could be go to the gym or eat a healthy breakfast. Whatever it is that's going to get you motivated and something that you can stick to every day so you can practice taking action, which will gather momentum and get you feeling good about yourself and the direction that you're headed, okay, which is straight towards success. And what I highly recommend you do is you take a notebook or a planner that we talked about earlier. I use a daily planner like this. I'll show you what I do there in a later video. And the night before, write down what you're going to do the next day. Okay, make a to-do list and then follow that list without fail. And then when you wake up, do the list. Okay, if you make the list and then go off the reservation, you're going to lose your momentum and you're going to be headed in the wrong direction. Okay, so write down what you're going to do, all right, to make progress in your life. And then write it down the night before and you'll be focused when you wake up. Got it? All right, good. Rule number two, get uncomfortable. This is what 90 to 95% of people are unwilling to do. Okay, we live in the age of comfort and we keep seeking more convenience, more amenities, the easiest way to do things. Okay, we live in our perfectly air-conditioned houses. And even when we're driving in our cars and it's like 70 degrees outside, we don't even roll the window down. Okay, we don't like stick our arm out the window and let the wind blow in our hair. All right, we turn on the AC in the car to 68 degrees because 68 is so much more comfortable than the 70 degrees outside. All right, the point being, the more comfort we seek, the softer we become, and the further we drift from success and happiness until we're like that movie Wall-E where they can barely move to get what they want. All right, this is not happiness. All right, did you know that the average American income is $54,000 a year? All right, did you know that only 18% of Americans make over $100,000. That's less than one out of five people, and $100,000 is not that much money these days, at least not where I live here in the San Francisco Bay Area. All right, you would barely be middle class. You're like lower middle class. All right, and if you really want to have a nice income to do whatever you want to do, like to buy a house and go on vacations, be financially free to do whatever you want, like that big dream, let's say that for you might be $500,000 per year. Only 1% of the population make $500,000. So if you want to get there, you have to do what the 99% won't do. You have to be prepared to get uncomfortable. Okay, for instance, when I started Bar Patrol back in 2011, I was just an inventory auditor for local bars here in the Bay Area. That's how I started. I didn't start online. I just wanted to take inventory audits so I could save bars money. Okay? So I didn't go online until 2015. So I had to walk into bars and sell my services to them. And I will tell you right now, for me, growing up as a shy, introverted, awkward kid, I fucking hate selling with a capital H-A-T-E. All right? For me, that was beyond discomfort. I was terrified. That was torture for me. And I'm still like that. I'm very insecure when it comes to hounding someone to buy something from me. I don't like to put people out, and I don't like that look on their face when they realize that I'm about to pitch something to them. They're like, they're getting very suspicious. I hate that look. But I knew it was the only way to grow my business and stop working late nights bartending and managing so I could spend time with my family. Okay, so I could see my kids play soccer games on the weekends and I could coach them in basketball. So I had to go way outside my comfort zone to do what was necessary to be successful. I did what the 95% won't do. And I'm not saying that 95% of people won't sell, because many people are fine selling. And that's because it's not outside their comfort zone. I'm saying that I did something extremely difficult so I could come out the other side. Okay, in fact, one of my favorite scenes from a movie ever was when Andy Dufresne escapes from Shawshank Prison in the movie Shawshank Redemption, and he just escaped through the sewer system, and as he's standing there and his arms are upraised in the sky with the rain pouring down on him in slow motion, Morgan Freeman, he's the narrator in this, he says,
"Andy Dufresne, who crawled through a river of shit and came out clean on the other side."
All right, and my wife and I say that phrase all the time because That's what I felt like I had to do. I crawled through a river of shit to come out successful on the other side. All right, and that's what everyone has to do. Because once my business started growing online, once I built Bar Patrol app, then I didn't have to sell door-to-door anymore. And my life and business are phenomenal now. I love what I do, but I had to do what was hard first, what was necessary to get through the scary tunnel that most people are not willing to walk through or crawl through. Okay, and Eleanor Roosevelt said it best when she said, "You must do the thing that you think you cannot do." All right, and that's it right there. And so maybe you just want to run a better bar and restaurant business. Maybe you're happy doing that. That's great. But maybe you're looking to do something else. Maybe you're tired of what you're doing. Or maybe you just want to side hustle while you're still running a restaurant or doing whatever job you're in. Anything that you want to do at a high level, at that 5% level, you first have to get clarity on what you want to do. Then you have to lay out a plan. Then set goals with a timeline. And then the list of things you have to do to make that plan happen, to reach those goals, and then you have to do the hardest thing first on that list. Because the hardest thing is almost always the thing that's gonna have the most impact on your business. All right, so the point here is to get outside your comfort zone and start practicing, whatever it is. Just cold plunging for me in the morning, that's really hard. All right, that doesn't help my business necessarily, although it probably does because it gets me mentally ready, but that's just me practicing being uncomfortable so I can do it more when I need to. Because the more you try hard things and succeed at hard things, or even fail at hard things, just the fact that you tried it, that you took an action and got uncomfortable, injects you with a sense of pride. Because when you succeed at something that's outside your comfort zone, your confidence rises and you go to another level. So just the act of doing something that's difficult and uncomfortable and different from what others do starts to separate you from that 95% who are never willing to go outside their comfort zone. And I promise you that it's going to be worth it. Promise you. All right, rule number 3. Get off your screens. All right, I'm talking about your TV, your iPhone, your iPad, whatever it is you spend time looking at all day. TikTok or your vampire shows or porn. Whatever that is, get away from it. All right, you are seeking to flood your mind with dopamine to gain some pleasure. But this is low-level activity that produces nothing. It keeps you exactly where you are, stuck in your life. All right, and back in the day, back in my day, we just had the TV to worry about, which is bad enough. We didn't have iPhones and iPads. And now the average American spends more than 7 hours per day staring at a screen. And that includes like older people who don't do it as much. When we're talking about the younger people, all right, that average goes way up. Like for you, it might be a lot worse. Okay, you are addicted to watching your videos and your shows, watching other people live their lives when you could be creating and enriching your own life. Okay, and don't get me wrong, I'm not a TV Nazi. Right? My wife and I watch shows all the time. In fact, we watch Game of Thrones twice, right? Because Khaleesi's a badass. All right, but that's because the foundation of my business is already built. So I work until like 5 o'clock every day. Some days I don't even work. But if I do, I finish at 5. We have dinner. We go for an evening walk. And then we settle in to watch some tube. All right. But if you really want to succeed, I mean, like really do something special, you have to aggressively follow the plan you make and the goals you set for yourself. And the only way to do that is to be disciplined enough to get off your phone. All right. During the day, during the night, make some hours for yourself so you don't get sidetracked. Like we talked about in the beginning of this video when I told you stay focused. Okay. It's the age of ADD. I mean, have you been sitting here watching this video or have you checked your phone, all right, or open another tab on your browser so you can look at something while you listen? Focus. Don't be like everyone else. Shut your phone off while you're working your daily list. Be productive. Get shit done. Okay, then turn your phone on. Check your messages, check your emails, and then turn it back off. Go back to work. All right, I don't know what your aspirations are or even if you have a plan yet, but once you have that plan laid out, if you want to have massive success, then nothing else matters than that plan. Nothing else matters. Okay, and when you're 80 years old and you look back at your life, are you going to have regrets because you spent time watching other people live their lives? Or will you be proud of your actions and the life you built? All right, proud of the relationships you have with your friends and family around? All right, so rule 3 is to go old school and get rid of all the distractions and become obsessed with your personal development and growth and success in your business. All right, rule number 4, hang out with positive people. And perhaps you've heard this, that you become the five people you hang out with the most. All right, so think about who those five people are in your life. Are they successful? Are they inspirational? Are they positive? Do they push you and want you to be the best version of yourself? Or are they low energy? You know, and asking you to go out and party all the time. All right, do they bitch and whine and complain and judge people all the time? Okay, when you talk about your ideas, do they scoff at them and put them down? Or do you not even share your big thoughts with them because you know they won't understand? Okay, and I get that your friends are your friends, and I get that your family's your family, and it's hard to disconnect from people that you've been around for a long time. But you need to find people who make you feel energized when you're around them. Okay, the ones that support you and get excited about your ideas and thoughts and help you become a better version of yourself. All right, complainers are the worst because they suck your energy. And I was lucky in this area. When I started my business, I had my two brothers-in-law who are both extremely successful in business. In fact, they're both multimillionaires. One never took a single college course and grew his commercial ceiling business to like $50 million. He's the ultimate entrepreneur. And then the other one, he took the classic route. He went the educational path, and he's huge on that. Right? He's extremely intelligent, and he owns like 9 separate businesses in the land development and real estate sector. Okay, so I was with these two guys. They were helping me out. They were encouraging me. They were advising me. And whenever I'd come home from seeing them or meeting with one of them about my business, man, I felt so amped up. I was ready to just like conquer the world. And I was bouncing off the walls because they too had these big visions and they believed in unlimited possibilities. And whoever you're around is just contagious. Okay, when that happens, when you share positive enthusiasm with others, the world opens up and vast possibilities open up to you. The unlimited opens up instead of being small and closed and constricted, which is how it feels when you're stuck in your job or stuck in your life. And it's even worse when you're stuck in the presence of low energy coworkers and friends and family who have very limited thoughts and are angry at the world. All right, they're always negative. They bitch about how the world has gone to hell and how people suck, and they're an energy suck that's just pulling you down into the grave like a quicksand. All right, and you have to get away from them. That makes sense? I know it's hard. Find people who are positive. All right, it's contagious. Find people who have big dreams and then go fly with them. All right, and then finally, rule number 5, don't ever quit. And when there are so many contributing factors to being successful, it's difficult to choose the most important one because you need sort of all of them to be successful, but this is the most important one of all. All right, if you have a good plan, you follow the formula, you're going to reach your goal. Period. It's 100% given. And this is what I tell my bartending students who sign up for my bartending course on how to become a bartender. They freak out that they have no experience, so they're never going to get hired. All right? But what they don't realize is that your experience is irrelevant. I could care less if you have zero experience. Okay, will it be more difficult? Sure. But if you follow the formula and the plan that I set out and you don't stop, 100% of the time, you're going to land a bartender job and become a bartender. All right, because someone's always willing to hire someone and train them when they have that much enthusiasm and positivity. It's a done deal. Okay, now, when we're talking about something on a grander scale, like starting your own business, whether that be a brick and mortar business, like a physical location, like a restaurant, or an online business like I started, it's going to take you longer than a few weeks to hit your goal, like if you're trying to become a bartender. All right, but the formula is still the same. I remember when I started listening to podcasts way back in 2011 about online business, I was mesmerized. This is what I wanted to do. And I mainly listened to like 5 or 6 different successful online people. And I was trying to learn from them. And I got excited about what they were talking about. And they just got me all juiced up. But I always remember that every single one of them said the same thing. And they said that it took them about 7 years to be successful. It was like a magic number, 7. All right, every one of them, 7 years. And so I started in 2011, I crawled through that river of shit, and then as I mentioned before, it was 2018 when I started gaining traction and started making money. And I didn't even realize it till like, I don't know, a few months or a year later. I was like, holy cow, that was 7 years exactly. It was the same thing for me, right? Just like the people I was listening to. But the key was, I didn't quit. And no matter how hard it got, I kept going. And my income increases every year right now. And nowadays, if you have someone who can help guide you, or you can take a course to help you, I believe you can get there faster, but there's no magic pill. Okay, and people will say to me, they'll be like, 7 years? You know, I don't want to wait 7 years. I want to be successful now. I want that quick business, which was what everyone wants, which I get. I did too. But think about your path if you get a regular job. Whatever job you're working now, or you're going to go into a new career, whether it be a 9-to-5 office job, or you own or manage a restaurant, or you bartend, those 7 years, they're going to go by whether you do something or not. No matter what your profession is, those 7 years are going to go by, right? So would you rather get like a 5% raise every year in hopes that after 7 years, you can maybe make $100,000 per year? If you're lucky enough to be one of those 18% in America who make $100,000, okay? Or do you want to start your own business and be your own boss and answer to nobody but yourself and your family and go on vacations and buy what you want and after 7 years, make $100,000 per month? All right, and it sounds like a long time, but if you look at your career path or your job right now, where is that going to take you in 7 years? So it's a petty complaint to say that you don't want to wait 7 years to be successful. And like I said, if you 10x your actions, take big action, maybe it only takes you 5 years or 3 years. Okay, there's no set rules here. It depends on how much action you want to take, how fast you want to go. The only rules are what you make up for yourself by following routine and a formula. Okay, right now, my income increases about $300,000 every year. All right, and you want to work your way up through management so you can maybe increase your income like $5,000 per year? Is that fun for you? Okay, if that's your comfort level, go for it. There's no judgment here. You do what you want. But I'm here to help those who want more and they're willing to grab the tiger by the tail, as they say, and just go for it. Okay, so I think that's enough food for thought for today. This is kind of my introduction video to the online business and helping people. So go get your notebook and your weekly planner, start writing things down, come back to the YouTube channel, watch more of my videos, write down your dreams, start planning. Again, anything you want to talk about or learn about, put it down in the comments. Also, make sure to subscribe and hit the little bell so you can get notified every time I come out with a new video. Okay, and I hope you have a great day. I hope you're successful. I hope you're fired up. I want to thank you for hanging out with me. I am going to see you next time. I'm out. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Remember to visit the resource page at barpatrol.net and therealbarman.com for both free and paid resources on running a kick-ass bar and restaurant. I'll see you next time. Cheers.